And also, we got to have faith in order to please God. If we don't have any faith, we can't please God. We can't do what the things that he's calling us to do. Faith is not just for someone like me who's believing for their eyesight to be made manifest. Faith is not just for money or what have you. Now, we all have needs, but faith can be even for ministry to go forth. I could say that I have faith that souls will be won by the root of this program, and I put faith to that. If I don't have any faith, why am I doing this? If we don't have faith, why do we go to church? Why do we read our Bible? Why do we do any of this? Because if we don't have any faith, we can't do this. It's just impossible to do it. And even if you tried, you're not going to bear the same level of fruit. You're not going to produce as much if you're not having the faith. Faith is the substance of what we hope for and the evidence of what we do not yet see. For example, right now, in the natural, I cannot see. I don't have vision in the natural right now. I lost it when I was 3 months old to a very serious eye disease called amaurosis, as Satan took my eyesight away from me. But faith says, I am healed. I am made whole. My vision returns as 20/20 vision, and I have great vision. I can see to drive. This is all faith. None of that is evidence right now in the natural, but by faith. Faith calls those things that are not as though they are, like my eyesight, like other things. You know, without a hearing aid, I can only hear out of my left ear. But faith says that in my right ear, the ear canal, a natural ear canal is formed, and that fake plastic ear just goes away in the name of Jesus. We're going to go back to Hebrews 11, verse 6. For without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him, you have to believe that God exists. Must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So according to this verse, not only is it impossible to please God without faith, but anyone who comes to him, we have to believe that he exists also. And we also need to realize that God rewards us if we earnestly and honestly seek his face. Amen. All the time. We got to seek him, because you might think all your needs are met, but honestly, let's face it, we're humans, we always need something.
If it's just the Tigers to win.
it's always something. If it's not more money, it's a healing. If it's not healing or money, it's something else. Or we'll believe in for pastor's plane to be paid for. It is, but I'm just saying as an example. We're always believing for something to happen, even if it's nothing to do with us. And we always got to be believing God.
Now, listen to this. You think about it. Anybody can have faith who believes that God exists. And your faith will grow when you believe that he'll reward you when you seek him. Now, think about that, how simple of a definition that is, because that puts it right where it is. There's a whole lot of people who believe that God exists, but there's a whole lot less who believe that he will reward them if they diligently seek him. And the cool thing about God is he can see who's seeking and who's not. You and I might look at somebody and say, well, they're not seeking God. But God in heaven says, you need to just shut up, boy, because they're seeking me all the time. Because which of us knows somebody else's thoughts? We don't know somebody else's thoughts. But that's what puts it into the hands of every person, even a child. I mean, like when you're a kid and your mom or dad says, I'm going to take you to a Dairy Queen, you don't question it. You know you're going. And you're always asking, hey, can I go to Dairy Queen yet? Are we going to Dairy Queen yet? Are we going to Dairy Queen? And then they get, would you just hold on a second? But see, that's the way we got to be with God. We know he exists, and we know that he will reward us when we diligently seek him and trust him. Now, it's time to take it. We got to take a turn.
We do.
Yeah, because we got to have God, we got to have fun, and we got to have faith. in our battle. Now, neither of us have showed up on time or here today because Rivers don't have his Coke and I don't have my Dr. Pepper. But that's part of this program every time is we got a good fight going on. The last time we was here, I proved that Dr. Pepper was better because it's got 23 different flavors. And Coke has...
It has vanilla in it. It has some other stuff in it. I think like four different flavors. Even though I personally feel that my Coke is, in fact, better than his Dr. Pepper.
But we don't care. We'll give them both time, right?
They both get time. And honestly, that's just my opinion that it's better. And same with him when he says that the Dr. Pepper's better. It's his opinion, which the disclaimer is take it for what it's worth.
I think I'm the foremost authority on my opinion.
We'll see, Preacher. We'll see about that one.
So, if you're listening today, you can call in at 215-383-3810. Talk to the Preacher Man or to the Miracle Man. We'll pray for you. We'll bless you. We'll answer a question about God or tigers or anything. Now, our next segment, we got to roll into it without any music. It's just a charge music, okay? But the next segment's got to be about our tigers.
Man, this is the Miracle Man, and here's the Tigers update. Since Sunday, when we last met, the Tigers have lost 3 out of 4 games. Monday, they lost 6-0. Tuesday, they lost 6-3. Wednesday, they do really good. They win 10-0. And Verlander did a very good job Wednesday night. He goes 8 innings, gives up 1 hit, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. Honestly, one of his better performances ever, in my opinion, because he's had 2 no-hitters. One was back in 07 and the other in 2011. But ever since then, he hasn't gotten a no-hitter, but he did get 6 innings without a hit. And then in the 7th inning, he gives up a base hit, but no runs. Yeah, Verlander was doing pretty good. But then today, Verhagen comes up and he pitches. Tigers lose 7-3. It was 4-3 they were down, and then the bullpen guy comes up and he gives up 2 runs one inning, and then the next inning he gives up 1 run. And so it's not looking that great for if you want Tigers to go to the playoffs. It's not looking so great. So that's the latest on our Tigers. On this program, it's not always going to be about the Tigers because eventually in a couple months here, their season will be over. For a couple months at least, the sports segment will be a lot more football focused. We're going to talk about MSU a bit. We're going to talk about U of M a bit, and we're going to talk about the Lions a bit.
I need you to just stick your hand up here, because even though it didn't happen today, they gave us 6 McNuggets because they hit 6 runs yesterday. Put them knuckles up, man. Let's go.
That's what it's based on.
That's our Tigers update. What's the next one he's going to give us?
I was saying that eventually as football season starts, it's going to be a bit more, it's going to be shifting more to football.
So are you a college fan too?
I am. In the past, I was always a Michigan fan, and then I switched to MSU when Michigan kind of went down the tube. Now I'm turning back to blue because...
The only one you should be.
Because you are Michigan? Are you Michigan or Michigan State?
Oh, no, Michigan.
Go blue. Bottom line is this will be a really good show for slamming them Spartans. You know how it is.
If and when they're playing good, though, the Spartans aren't going to get too much slamming from me because I do still like MSU.
I know. They're a pretty good team. So, all right. So here's what we got to do. We got to make a break here in our recording.
Wolverine football, it's looking pretty good. Peppers is out because he graduated. He's going to the pros. Our quarterback, looks like we're going to have a really good team this year, I think. I think we could do some great things. I think we have a shot to possibly win the Big Ten. Part of that's going to depend on what we do with the Buckeyes because the Buckeyes have a lot of starters coming back. And as a Michigan fan, I got to say, that was kind of a heartbreaker to lose the way we did in overtime like that. and how they gave that guy the fourth down. And then he takes it in and scores. And then Ohio State wins. I think this year is going to be good. We start the season with Florida. Now, Florida is a good SEC team.
Is there such thing?
Alabama, of course, is the the greatest SEC team there is right now.
Roll Tide.
And honestly, ever since, you know, the Tebow days, I would have to say that Alabama might be the best SEC team of all time. Because they have earned their way to that title, because they won four more titles since the Tebow era at Florida. So I think how we do with Florida could seriously be a determining factor as to what happens this year. If we blow Florida, it might not look to be the absolute greatest, but we could still do well if we don't beat Florida, but it'd be a bit higher to maintain a high ranking. I don't know yet what Florida's like as the time gets closer. It's 3 weeks from now. I'll give you a bit more of an update on what Florida's like so we can know what to expect come game day, because September 2nd cometh. And I know, even though I'm a big tried and true to summer, eventually it must come to an end and football season must come.
Football season will begin.
That's the only good part about summer ending, is that then football season starts. It makes it a bit easier, because otherwise it would be sad if it wasn't football season, you know?
Saturdays are made for college football. That's just how it is.
And then Sundays, firstly, they're made for God, but what are they also made for? Football!
Are you ready for some football?
Yep, and we're gonna have some Lions updates when the time comes. And we made a good signing just yesterday. I forget his name. I'm going to brush up on it. And then we're going to give some more Lions updates as it comes, because regular season starts about 4 weeks from now. So as the time comes.
So we're into exhibition games?
We are starting those. I believe it's tomorrow. I'll ask Siri when I'm off the air, because this program is going to be Siri-free. Because if I have to ask her, it makes it seem like I don't know my stuff.
Okay.
That's why I said this program is going to be Siri free.
Tremaine Jacob, is there a Tim Wright?
Yeah, there's TJ or whatever. Yep.
Yeah.
That was that guy we signed.
All right.
So
did my friend from West Branch make the hold up, stop. Ready? I'm going to do some business. Here's the business. You ready? Got to have some business. Eat that chicken nugget quick. And there's a Coke sitting there for you, too. I'm watching Rivers. The Miracle Man. I'm watching him. He's eating that chicken nugget. I had a bigger smile when I drank my Dr. Pepper than he does when he's drinking that Coke.
My Coke is better than his Dr. Pepper.
So... here we go. This is Upfront Entertainment, and you got the Preacher Man and the Miracle Man tonight. God loves you, Tigers, McNuggets, and we got to talk about the eclipse yet, so don't let that get out of our mind. However, right now, we're going to go back to the Lions in a minute, because I got to ask you another question. If you want to be a part of this show with us, dial 215-383-3810, 215-383-3810. Let me say something else about it. If you'd like to be connected to this show every time we do one, you can go to this on your computer, maybe your cell phone. I don't know. I've never done it on my cell phone. You can go to our channel. It's called Upfront Entertainment. And click. You can go in there and click on notification. And they'll send you an email or a text notification every time we're getting ready to go live, so that you can always be tuned in. Whether or not you're at your computer, all you got to do is click on the phone. I don't think we got an app for it yet, but I've talked about three or four people lately that can. One guy said I can get an app for free. We can put an app for free for this show. I haven't figured it out yet, but we'll do that if we can. But you can just dial in and listen. You don't have to talk. If you want to talk, click the one button. When you click that one button, it puts you in my queue over here. and we can get you live. Now, here's my next question for you, Rivers.
Yes, sir.
You didn't eat that last nugget. You better do something with it, or I'm going to just extinguish it. Uh-oh, it's gone.
The football man's got to eat. Stafford. Looking to throw. Wants TJ. Oh, touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Touchdown. Now, just so everybody knows, we meet at the McDonald's on the corner of Eastman and Saginaw, right by Garber Chevrolet here in the middle of Michigan. And so if you want to come out and be with us one of these nights, this is where we're going to meet, right here. We just sit here and make it happen. Open up the computer, kick out the mic. And if you wanted to come and be a part of it, you'd be welcome to come and be a part of it, because it's a lot of fun out here. And hopefully the background noise isn't too bad. These people here at McDonald's are great people. But that's why Rivers and I both like McDonald's and them six free nuggets whenever they hit six runs. We like that. And, of course, you get at McDonald's, you can get Coke if you're one of them people.
And, of course, if you're one of those other people who Dr. Pepper, the rival beverage, if you think Dr. Pepper is so much better, you can get that. Or you can do what I used to do when we still had a location at the Mullen Mall in the food court, and you can get a half and half, a half Coke and a half Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Lord, help him. That's just wrong.
That's the peacemaker. That's a peacemaker. That's the peacemaker in me.
Wait, I'm going to tell a story. I was with a bunch of bikers one day. We was and have an annual ride for him every year called Joe's Ride. And they raise money, and they sponsor a local kid that wants to go to college. You give him $5,000, which is pretty cool. We stop at this restaurant. Everybody was wanting Mountain Dew. And they didn't have it. Everybody asked for it. I want Mountain Dew. I want Mountain Dew. I want Mountain Dew. So the waitress comes back out, and she goes, "How crazy are you guys?" And we looked at her like we're bikers. She goes, "I'm going to bring you a drink, and it's going to be Mountain Dew, even though we don't have it." And we're like, okay. She come back. She set the cup down in front of the guy. It's not green. It's dark. She said, "Taste that." Guy tasted it. He goes, "I never seen dark Mountain Dew before. What are you doing? Where'd you get this at?" She said, "I made it in the back room." He goes, "How do you make Mountain Dew in the back room?" She said, "You pour a half a glass of Coke and a half a glass of Pepsi. And when you drink it, you'll think you're drinking Mountain Dew." Uh-oh. I don't know what we just found out, but we found something out. Now, let's go to the Lions. Here's my question.
Sir.
What about my buddy Anthony Zettel from West Branch, Michigan? How's he going to do this year?
I think he's going to do good, but like the Lions in general, he's going to need to stay healthy. Going to have to keep the injury bug away as best as can, because for some reason that injury bug can't seem to stay away from the Lions.
Did he get injured last year?
I forget. I think he might have.
So
he did good then, but...
This guy is huge, man. He's corn-fed, real great Northern Michigan beef right there now. My dude is...
How old is this boy?
22, maybe?
Okay, so he would have went to West Branch High about 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And
Andrew, my son-in-law Andrew, coached him.
This was a few years after their prime, West Branch's prime, because West Branch had been good a few years prior.
All right. Well, who else are we going to look for this year in the Lions to do something?
I'm going to look on Stafford to continue to really do good. And hopefully, if we can keep all of our receivers healthy, you know, he can have a really good year and throw a lot more touchdowns than interceptions. So
Wait, did you say and interceptions or than interceptions?
A lot more touchdowns than interceptions. Because that touchdown interception ratio is pretty important.
Yeah.
And you got to keep those touchdowns higher and those interceptions lower. So if it can be, if Stafford can throw, 28 versus 10 or 28 versus 12, that would be pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
That would be really good. Now, I'd like to see that touchdown more in the 30s, but we need to be able to score touchdowns with running the ball so that Stafford doesn't suddenly, just get all hurt because of all the throwing he's having to do with the system we've been using.
Well, and if we can keep him protected back there in that pocket, give him some time.
If we can just protect him more and get up. I'd like to see us run the ball a lot more this year than what we've been doing, because sometimes I feel like we're relying too much on Stafford.
Yeah.
Eventually, he's going to age out. And he's not Tom Brady. He's not.
Wait. What about Brett Favre? Is he Brett Favre?
Eventually, every quarterback gets old. And every quarterback, eventually they start being a bit less accurate as they become, a bit older. And it's just what happens, as athletes age eventually, that they don't have as much precision.
I think the cool thing about Brett Favre is he just never stopped. That's why I like to watch Brett Favre, because
Brett Favre, man, that dude would be in a pickle and they'd say, what are we going to do now? Nobody can get us out of this. And that dude would wind up and throw that thing clear into the end zone and they would catch it.
Kind of like how Cabrera will play hurt.
Yeah.
He was very good where he was at, with his best days, though, were with the Vikings and then with the Packers prior. The Pack. Go, Pack, go. Even though that's not what I say by any means, because to me that go, Pack, go, what I think when I hear that is, because they're all yelling, go, Pack, go, and I'm thinking,
it's always a fun game. And I'll tell you what, man, you get up there in northern Michigan, in the UP, and it turns into Packer Sunday. Lord have mercy, that place becomes empty. There ain't nobody around anywhere.
Yeah, because I'll walk out and go back to the lion territory where everybody's just sitting in there eating their wings, eating their stuff, praying to God that there's a cute girl sitting somewhere who wants to talk to me while we watch the game.
Okay.
Back to off of that, that's enough.
All right.
Now,
what have we done to have fun here tonight?
We talked about the Lions, and we also talked about the Tigers.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yes, it was.
Right.
Now,
did you drink all your Coke?
There is officially no Coke left.
There's no Dr. Pepper left either.
Which means that it's a tie.
We're going to have to send
Brandon
on a run. Get a refill.
Well,
and then we'll drink so much that during church we'll have to get up and leave. Dr. Barkley be like, Rivers, sit down.
I'm like, Rivers, I heard about your show. What did you do on it? I'd be like, nothing bad, why? Okay, I wouldn't say that, but
Alright, so let's talk about we got to tell one of the stories about your healing and your miracle. Miracle story today.
Okay, so.
Now remember, you got to make it in 3-minute segments, so be focused.
We got 3 minutes.
You
so
ready? I'm gonna give you a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2.
2-1. Okay, when you're going to do that, you can't be laughing. Okay, now. Okay, now. It's time for me to tell a miracle story. Okay, so. Well, I can remember one time when I was little. I'm going to tell you the wart story. So, when I was about 6 years old, I was a kindergarten student, and about in the spring of 96, I started noticing some warts on my hand, and so did Mom. And I was basically like, hey, Mother, I got some warts on my hand, my fingers. And then she's like, okay. So we started to believe God, you know, and stuff. And then we go to this doctor over in Bay City. And this doctor says, okay, we're going to see what we can do in that. But then the doctor sees these warts on my hand. And then he starts cursing my God.
Oh, my goodness.
He starts cursing our God, me and my mother's God. And he is saying bad words that I don't use these words. And they're never making it on this program, by the way. But he is being not nice. And so my mom and I, we leave the appointment, and then we go to the church parking lot for a little bit to pray before my mom takes me back to Parkdale Elementary School, my elementary school for the time, you know, so I can go to lunch and then go to afternoon class. And so we do that, and then I'm believing God, my mom's believing God. You know, God, dear Jesus, please take these warts away from me. And we'll believe in God. And over the course of time, a week, 2 weeks, I can't remember how long, but pretty soon, the warts were taken away from me.
Just like that.
And I have not had a wart on me since. Thanks be to God. Because when that man, who obviously doesn't know Jesus whatsoever and doesn't like him, you know, God saw us through. And wow. God saw me through, and I was healed with that.
That's an awesome story.
Man.
You got a verse of scripture for that healing?
I'm gonna talk about 1 Peter 2:24, and in it, it says, "He was bruised for our transgressions, and he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities or our sins. And by with his stripes, the stripes of Jesus, we are healed." And I think about this all the time. I had a shirt with that verse on it. And it is so true. That's one of the verses I stand on all the time. And I zero in on that part about the stripes. That by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am made whole. I see. My right ear hears. And my jaw and the rest of my body, my whole body lines up to the word of God.
Amen.
I believe every healing verse that's in the book. And it talks about, I am the God that healeth thee.
Yeah.
And I'll talk about how I'm the God, your healer. And I believe it. And so, and one of these days on the show, I'm gonna talk about healing and how there's multiple ways that it can happen. One way is through miracles, and another way is the recovery system. Yep. Because, let's face it, that wart, those warts did not come off of me within 5 minutes. It took, like I said, a week or a couple weeks or a few weeks. That would be the recovery system. Oh, with my eyes, it could be suddenly I start to see. Suddenly. And then it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer, you know?
Well, I agree with you. Suddenly, you will start to see.
Because the recovery system would mean that I start seeing, and then over time it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. And at times I do feel like the recovery system is starting to work because, like over the last few years, it used to be that I couldn't tell light from darkness just via my eye, and now I can.
Yeah.
You know, and
go from a dark room into a light room, and you can tell the difference.
Oh yeah, I've been able to tell like for a very long time, but now, but over the last, you know, 5 years or so, it's clearer to me than what it used to be. In Jesus' name, the rest of it, it's not going to be stalled. It's going to keep coming.
Amen. Can I give you one of them stories on that?
Go ahead.
Well, this isn't my story.
But when Abia Shambach was here, I bought some stuff from him. And I heard him tell a story that Phil Donahue wanted him on his show. You know, and of course, Brother Shambach says, "Well, all right, but you're gonna fill that show with a bunch of wicked, stupid people, and I'm not gonna sit there and fight you the whole time. So, if you let me pick all the people that the audience can seat, then I'll come on your show." Well, Donahue, of course, said, "No, I ain't doing that." And they called him back and they said, "RW, we want you to come on the show." He said, "Hey, how many people does your auditorium seat?" And they said 300. He said, "As long as I can bring the 300 people, then I'll be glad to come on your show." And so I don't know how many more times they called him, but finally they said, "Okay." And he picked 300 of the most amazing miracles that he had seen, and he brought them there in that room with him. And the one he made the whole show about was a guy who could not, who did not have an eyeball in one eye socket, but he could read and he could see. And of course, Donahue and all the people are freaked right now, you know. And so they covered his other eye. That was a good eye, accordingly to the statement. It was his good eye. And everybody said, "Well, he sees with his other eye, you know. It's his right eye that he sees with," whatever it was. And they covered that up and made him close the other eye. And they made all kinds of movements at him. He couldn't see. And they handed him a newspaper. And he read out of that eye that had no eyeball in the eye socket.
Wow.
Don't tell me about God not doing something in the day that you and I live. Can I get an amen from the peanut section? All right.
That silly voice thing.
Now let's see what haven't we covered today, Rivers?
I think we covered everything. We didn't sing.
Yeah, well, it's 5:27.
So therefore, it's about time to cut this thing. Shut it down.
It's time to cut it down. It's time to cut it short.
So, with this in mind, so long, everybody. And I'm going to say this every time. It's not cliche by any means. I mean this. God first and God always.
This is the Miracle Man signing off.
This is the Miracle Man signing off.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And of course, you always got to have the guy to do the business last of all. And I'm going to say, remember, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, search up the Preacher Man and the Miracle Man. Just put it in the search pane, and it'll pop us right up. When you get there, click on our Upfront Entertainment. You can make sure what was the word I used? You can make sure to be notified every time we have a show. Our shows are trying to be on Sunday nights,
and Thursday nights, and then usually some other night of the week we'll throw one in there. But if you make sure you go in there and click that button, they'll notify you by email or text whenever we're on here. You can get on here and be a part of the show. Hey, you know, the cool part about it is that you have the ability to talk sports with the Miracle Man. And we didn't have anybody call in tonight. That's probably a snafu on my own side, but that's okay. We'll make it happen, and we'll fine-tune this thing. You'll be able to listen to some of these programs later on. You can just go and you search up the Preacher Man and the Miracle Man, and there'll be a list of our messages right there, and or our programs right there. And you'll be able to click on that and listen to it on your computer or on your smartphone at home. Besides that, as the Miracle Man said, God first.
And God always.
And God always. We call you blessed.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Is that one of those voices?
Yep, it's one of those British voices.
Yeah? Can you say that? Thank you for using
Blog Talk Radio.